Today at 1, WNED WBFO is hosting another Facebook Live event as part of the Making Buffalo Home initiative. It's the second in an ongoing community conversation on the impact of immigration in Western New York. For a preview, we chatted with WNED senior producer Lynn Bader.
So this Facebook Live really dives into the economic impact of refugees and immigrants that are settling here in Western New York. You know, we'll also look at it historically. I think that if you look across the country, anytime a city has seen a major influx of population, more often than not, their economy has improved as a result. We see that here in Buffalo as well. So, you know, in the last 15 years or so, refugees and immigrants have been one of the things that we can point to as Western New York and Buffalo's population decline has slowed. So the foreign-born reduced Buffalo's decline by about 40% between 2000 and 2015.
What about, though, the number of foreign-born that are coming to Western New York, to Buffalo, say now, compared to maybe a year or two ago?
Well, and that's why this discussion is so timely, because in the last couple of years, we've reduced the number of immigrants and refugees that are settling in Western New York. The ceiling right now is 30,000 for this year, and we'll come nowhere close to reaching that ceiling. Fewer are actually settling here. And then the number of not just refugees, but immigrants who are trying to get their visas decided on, there's a million case backlog in the courts right now. What does that do for a city like Buffalo, who claims we are in the midst of a renaissance? We're really trying to build ourselves up. And having this part of the population not coming here anymore ultimately has an impact on all of us.
We've been prompting our listeners to get involved in the discussion. Right now is as good a time as any this morning. It's the discussion takes place at 1 o'clock. Somebody has a question that they want addressed during this. What can they do?
They can do two things. They can send an email directly right now to makingbuffalohome@wned.org. But they can also just go on WNED's Facebook page. They can go ahead and say that they're going to the event or they're interested in the event. They can post a comment or a question right there on the event page.
Let's talk about the people who are going to be involved in this discussion today. First, the moderator.
The moderator is Bazan Lin, who serves on the board of directors of the Burmese Community Services and the Partnership for the Public Good. And he's co-chair of the Burmese Water Festival as well. So he has his own immigration story that he can tell and perspective that he can lend to the conversation.
All right.
Then our guests are Eva Hassett. She's the executive director of the International Institute of Buffalo. And Bruce Fisher, he's a columnist for The Public and an economics professor at Buffalo State College.
You know, Bruce Fisher, of course, brings a lot of perspectives on a lot of issues revolving around the city of Buffalo. What are some of his general thoughts about the immigration issue here in the city of Buffalo?
Bruce Fisher, you know, really says that immigration has historically been driven by a demand for labor. That makes sense. Immigration and economic growth have been tightly correlated throughout history. And immigration now is sharply down for our region, but regional leaders, government and others, could change that.
Is there a strategy, a local strategy, when it comes to trying to embrace or develop this immigrant community?
Well, I think both Bruce and Eva agree on that point, that right now, in terms of development, there isn't much of a strategy, and they contend that there needs to be. So this will be something that we will talk about in depth, and we're looking forward to hearing what viewers of the Facebook Live have to say about it as well.
And again, that's at 1 o'clock today?
That's right, 1 o'clock today on WNED's Facebook page.
Lynn Bader, senior producer here at WNED, thanks for your time.
Thank you.